Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早安。
I believe everybody is in a festive mood.
我相信大家都已经准备好过节的气氛。
Because there will be the Thanksgiving, right?
因为感恩节马上就要来临。
It's not only because of the turkey and the food that we are about to eat.
不仅是因为感恩节晚餐上所要吃的，火鸡和食品。
Rather, we are thankful.
我
We are thankful because God has preserved us until this day.
我们感谢主，主一直保守我们直到今日。
Yes, indeed, a lot of things happen.
是的，有许多的事情都在发生。
Some brothers and sisters pass away.
有些弟兄姊妹们已经过去。
Some also is going through sickness.
有很多在经历病痛。
But today we had a glorious hope.
但是今天我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
That is His coming back.
就是。基督在临。
And this thing that is most thankful about.
这是我们尤其要感恩的最感恩的一件事。
Today the world they had no hope.
今天在这个世界上丝毫没有盼望。
We had hope.
但是我们充满盼望。
When we see all the situation going around.
我们看到我们周遭的环境。
We can only shake our head.
我们只能摇头。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
We are going there.
我们是往天上的国民。
We are homeward bound.
我们往天家去
because he is coming back.
因为他会回来迎接我们。
That's why my message today, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
所以今天我要传讲的信息是基督在我们的里面成为我们荣耀的盼望。
So let's turn our Bible to Colossians.
让我们来翻到圣经哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 24 to
29. 第二十四节到二十九节。
Chapter 1, 24 to 29.
第一章二十四到二十九节。
I'll read it first in English.
我先用中文读。
Then our sister.
我先用英文读。
Then our sister will lead us in Chinese.
姊妹和会众一同用中文读。
Okay, verse 24. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh for His body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God.Which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hidden from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God hath made known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach and warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom.That we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labored, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
哥罗西书第一章二十四到二十九节，会众一起读。现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上。补满基督患难的缺欠，我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀。就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是把诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大力，尽心竭力。
Another verse in Ephesians 3:17.
接下来一处圣经是以弗所书第三章十七节。
Okay, very familiar verse.
非大家非常熟悉的一个经节。
Okay, let's read all together. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
以弗所书第三章十七节，使基督因着你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Okay, another verse. John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
Verse 16 to 20.
十六节到二十节。
16 to 20. And I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth in you, and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you.
约翰福音第十四章十六到二十节，会众一同：我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保护师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来，还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
It says here, because I live, you shall live also.
在这里面，圣经上告诉我们说，因为我活着，因此你们也活着。
And it says here, because I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you.
在这里我们讲到说，因为我在父的里面，你们在我里面，因此你们也在父的里面，我在你们的里面。
Amen. Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come before your word,
主耶稣，早间让我们来到你话语当中。
Lord, we pray that you separate our mind, emotion, and will.
求你真的是分别为圣我们的情感，我们的意志。
That you will be able to speak to us.
求你亲自对我们心里讲话。
Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
主，求你说。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Last time I shared with you concerning the matter of reconciliation.
上一次我跟会众所交通的主题是与神和好。
Because we are in so in messed up situation.
因为我们知道我们在一个非常混乱的情况。
We are separated from God.
我们与神隔离。
We sin against God.
我们得罪神。
And therefore our conscience is like a conscience seared with a hot iron.
就像我们的良心被铁烙了一般。
In other words, there is the so-called the moral compass is dead.
就像我们里面道德的那个指南针已经失灵了。
And we are sinful.
我们是充满了罪。
And we are blinded.
我们里面是灰暗的。
In other words, in according to God's righteousness, there is really no hope in us.
按照神的意来说，我们是丝毫没有指望的。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Oh, thank God.
感谢主。
He reached out to us.
他主动来拯救我们。
This is the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督福音的亮光。
We are not able to reach out to him, but he reaches out to us.
我们没有办法来及到他，来够着他，是他伸手来摸着我们。
He took the initiative to come to us.
他主动来拯救我们。
And this salvation was realized.
这个救恩就实现了。
When he sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins.
当他差遣他的独生爱子成为我们的赎价。
Oh, that we might be reconciled back to him.
好叫我们能够与神和好。
Today we can be seated right here.
我们今天能够坐在这里。
Be accepted of the Father.
我们接受他是我们的父。
And we can even say Abba Father.
我们可以说我们的阿巴父。
And today we are the children of God.
今天我们是神的儿女。
Because God reconciled us back to him.
因为神救赎了我们，让我们与他和好。
Now today I want to share with you Christ in you, the hope of glory.
今天我要与会众交通的主题是基督在我们的里面，成为我们有荣耀的盼望。
I believe each and every genuine Christian.
我相信每一位基督徒
has this hope in him.
在你的里面都有这个盼望。
That after I become a Christian,
当我成为基督徒的时候，
I will strive to live a kind of life that is pleasing before Him.
我真心的努力的想要过一种生活来讨神的喜悦。
Because we feel that God has done so much.
我们觉得神为我们做了这么多。
Shouldn't we do something that will please Him?
难道我们不应该做一点点让他心里喜悦吗？
Who has this kind of a hope?
有谁又有这种的希望在你的心里呢？
Everybody has this kind of a hope.
每个人都有这样的愿望。
But we can testify.
但是我们可以见证。
That a lot of times due to self effort.
有许多的时候，急着我们自己的力量和努力。
We are not able to make it.
我们没有办法做到。
Every time I said, Lord, I want to fulfill your will, we just go the opposite way.
有许多的时候，我们心里说，主啊，我愿你的旨意，我能遵行，但是我们却往背道而行。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
After reconciling us back to Him.
神是当他让我们与他和好之后。
He did not give up.
他没有弃绝我们。
He did not say it's done.
他没有说工作到
完整。He continued to work in us.
他继续在我们心里做工。
After the forgiveness of sin.
当他饶恕我们一切的罪孽之后。
He came to live in us.
他来到我们的里面，住在我们的心里。
Today, brothers and sisters, this is a mystery that is hidden in generation.
弟兄姊妹们，这是隐藏在历世历代里面的一个奥秘。
Even if you start from the beginning of the Old Testament.
如果你从旧约圣经开始读起。
When man sinned.
当人犯罪得罪神
He is separated from God.
与神隔离
And, But God never gave up on man.
但是神从来没有放弃人
So he tried to find ways and means to what? To be reconciled back to man, to have communication with man.
他要给人一条路让人可以重新与神和好
That's why in the Old Testament there is so-called the offering, the sin offering.
所以在旧约里面有一个赎罪祭
Through the sin offering,
及至赎罪祭
man can temporarily come back to God.
人可以暂时的回到神面前
But God did not stop right there.
但是神没有在此停止
Not only he want to be reconciled with man
他不仅需要与神和好与让与神人与神和好
He also want to dwell among his people
而且他愿意住在人当中
In the Old Testament
在旧约当中
Revelation after revelation
有许多的许多的启示
It's all together just one thing God want to dwell among his people
只有一个启示就是神愿意住在人当中
And this is a great truth
这是一个极大的真理
There are two persons in the Old Testament I want to mention
在旧约里面有两个人物我想要提到
who is so clear with the heart of God
他们是如此的知道神的心意
One is King David
一个是大卫王
One is Moses
一个是摩西
That's why in King David's Psalms
所以在大卫的诗篇里面
We can see his heart is just towards God
我们知道他的心是向着神而去
Even though David is not perfect
虽然大卫并不完全
He is also as sinful as we are
他跟我们一样充满罪性
But there is one thing that God appreciates in King David's heart
但是在大卫王的心里有一件事情是神所喜悦的
Because he knows God's desire is to dwell among his people
因为他知道神的心意是与人同住
One of the Psalms he said
有一篇诗篇他所写的
There is one thing that I desire of the Lord that I will seek after
他说有一件事情我要寻求我还要寻求
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life
就是我一生一世要住在神的殿中
To dwell in his house and to have fellowship with him.
来瞻仰他的慈容，并且与他有交通。
And not only that, this is not only in the Psalms.
这不仅是在这个诗篇里面。
One day he was talking to the prophet Nathan.
有一天他在跟拿单这个先知在讲话的时候。
He said, "I dwell in the house of cedar."
他说我住在香柏木的宫中。
But God's ark dwells in tents.
但是神的约柜是他却住在帐篷当中。
So I want to build a house for the Lord.
我真心希望为神来住一个家一个殿。
Even though God didn't allow King David to build that house.
虽然神没有允许大卫来住这个殿。
Yet God is so pleased with what the desire of King David.
但是神却因着他这个意愿而非常的喜悦。
In his lifetime, King David just continuously to gather all the materials for God's building.
所以在大卫一生的年月，他不停的在积攒这一切建殿的材料。
And he had the blueprint, even had the blueprint of God's house.
他甚至把神的殿院宇的蓝本都已经做成。
And God allowed His son Solomon to build that house.
神让他的儿子所罗门来为他建殿。
And we all know when that house was built.
当我们知道这个殿建成的时候。
The glory of the Lord filled that house.
神的荣耀充满了全殿。
To such an extent, even the priest cannot minister to the people.
到一个程度。祭司不能侍立
，because God's presence was there.
因为神的同在是在那里。
Another person, Moses.
另外一个人是摩西。
He is also a person who is after God's heart.
他是一个来寻求神心意的人。
That's why God called him a friend of God.
他所以在圣经当中，我们知道他是神的朋友。
Remember one instance when Moses was in Mount Sinai getting this so-called the Ten Commandments.
记得在旧约圣经当中有一个故事，就是他在。西乃山上
And Aaron and all the children of Israel built that what? Make that golden calf.
亚伦和众人一起在建这个金牛犊。
And surely the Lord was so angry.
当然神非常的愤怒。
So he told Moses, I will not lead your people to the good land anymore.
他就对摩西说, 我不会亲自带领你去到那流奶与蜜之地。
I will just send my angels to lead you.
我会派我的使者在你面前带领你。
This is Moses' response.
这是摩西的, 回答。
Said, Lord, if you will not lead us into that land,
主啊, 如果你不亲自带我们去那个地,
then better not lead us into that land.
你就不要再带我们去。
In other words, Moses treasured more the presence of the Lord rather than getting into the good land.
换一句话说, 摩西更加看重神的同在, 他宁可去舍弃那个美地。
Today, brothers and sisters, this is what God wants.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是神的心意所在。
Is to dwell among his people.
他愿意住在人当中。
And but not only that, in the New Testament,
不仅如此, 在新约当中,
he also, not only he wants to dwell among his people,
他不仅要住在人的当中,
he also wants to what? To live among his people.
他而且要住在人的里面。
That's why when he was telling the disciples that he wanted to die on the cross,
所以当他跟他的, 门徒说他要去十字架受死的时候,
and all the disciples were so saddened because of that news,
所以他的门徒都非常的伤心。
What did he say?
他说什么呢?
He said, I will send another comforter,
他说我会另外差遣一位保惠师,
which is the spirit of truth,
是真理的圣灵。
The world knoweth him not and seeth him not,
世人不知道, 他们看不见他,
but you know him,
但是你却知道,
because he will be in you.
In
other words, God is trying to tell his people,
换句话说, 主要告诉他的人,
not only I want to dwell among you,
我不仅是要住在你们中间,
I will be in you.
而且我要住在你的里面。
This is such great a mystery.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
弟兄姊妹们, 你明白这个吗?
No, brothers and sisters, we read this verse so many times, Christ in me, the hope of glory.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们读了许多遍, 基督在我们的里面, 是我们有荣耀的盼望。
To such an extent, it has become like a slogan.
好像在我们读的这么多了, 好像已经只是一个口号。
But have you really seen it?
你真的看见了吗?
The God of the universe wants to live in you.
这个宇宙的主宰, 宇宙的创造者, 愿意住在你的里面。
Let me make an example. Okay?
让我给你一个,
if one day you receive a letter that the Queen of England will stay in your house,
如果有一天你收到一封信, 说, 英国的国王会到你们的家拜访,
how will you respond?
你会怎么样回答呢?
Zoe, how will you respond?
Zoe, 你会怎么样回答呢?
When the Queen of England said, I want to come to your house and dwell in your house for one day,
说, 英国的国, 女王要到你们的家,
how will you respond? What will you do?
你会怎么样呢?
How will you prepare?
She said, clean the house.
Yeah. You make your house clean, right? That's the first thing.
So, 他说, 第一我会觉得非常惊讶, 他为什么会到我的家, 第二我会赶快地收拾我的屋子, 把它打扫整齐。
And everybody, you know, if somebody says, I want to go to your house, we've got to clean our house.
每个人在座的每一位, 如果说有人来访的话, 第一件我们事情要做的先打扫整齐。
We will be at our best behavior.
我们会表现得非常好。
We will not speak just like we want to talk like that.
我们肯定不是想说什么就说什么。
Let me give you a real situation that happened.
我给你一个真的例子。
2 months ago, we received a letter from the company.
2个月之前, 我们的公司收到一封信,
that Senator Ted Cruz is coming to the company,
说参议,
at a certain day.
参议员 Ted Cruz 要到我们的公司拜访。
The following day, the FDA is coming to the company also.
然后之后的一天, 这个美国的食品药物管理局会来我们公司审查,
FDA, Food Drug Administration.
就是食品药物管理局。
Man, you just don't know, the whole company just was in a topsy-turvy.
你真的不知道我们整个公司都被动员起来。
Everybody start cleaning.
每个人都开始打扫。
Beginning from the executive department down to the, you know, production department.
从行政的到做工的都在打扫。
And the production department, they just totally take it out and make a full renovation.
甚至这个专门在生产线上的工人们绝对停工，开始做整个的装修，重新改变。
The rumors I heard is that they almost spent almost $1 million to renovation.
我听到是据说可能是传言，但我听到的是他们可能。就花了近100万来装修，来重新改变。
When you want to enter into that room, you still need to push a button.
那你进去的时候，你要按那个按钮。
And there will be a green light so you can enter.
会有一个绿灯，然后你才能进去。
Every single room is that kind.
每一个房间都是这样。
All the tables, stainless table, stainless steel table.
所有的桌子都变成不锈钢的桌子。
I feel like I'm in a penitentiary here.All stainless table.
所有都非常整洁。
And everybody just, you know, they dress at their best.
每个人都穿得非常得体。
That day when Ted Cruz came, the senator came.
当那天参议员 Ted Cruz 来的时候。
Every single employee was wearing the company, you know, uniform.
每一个雇员都穿着公司的制服。
And those who are afraid that she might ask a question went to the bathroom and hide.
有些人害怕回答问题，就跑到厕所里面躲起来。
Because why? Ted Cruz is coming.
为什么呢？因为 Ted Cruz 要来。
Just for 1 hour.
就拜访一个小时。
It just take the whole company in surprise and keep, you know, try to make it impress the senator that this company is the number one company.
整个公司都被动员起来，就是要给他留下一个好印象，说我们是个好的公司。
Brothers and sisters, today, Christ is living in us.
今天基督住在我们的里面。
If I respond that a senator will come and we keep our house clean, in our best behavior, how much more when Christ is living in you?
如果我们要是知道一个参议员要来拜访的话，我们如此大的清理和惊动，那如果我们知道基督住在我们的里面，我们应该怎么样做呢？
The problem with our Christian today.
今天对于我们基督徒来说
，We felt that after God saved me, forgive me of my sin, that's it.
我们觉得好像神已经拯救我们，已经赦免我们一切的过犯，那就到此为止了。
See you next time. We meet in glory, right?
那我们下回再见，我们在荣耀中相见。
Brothers and sisters, that's not the story.
弟兄姊妹们，不是这样的。
After He saved us, there's still a lot of things God's going to do with you.
当我们被 得救之后，在我们的身上有许多的工作要被完成。
May the Lord really open our hearts.
愿神真的恩待我们。
Cause us to see this is a wonderful, mysterious truth that has been revealed in us today.
打开我们的眼睛，让我们知道这个历世历代隐藏的何等大的奥秘在我们的里面。
I believe if we have seen this truth.
如我真的相信，如果我们启示知道这个真理
，then our life there will be a great change in our life.
让我们的生命会有很大的改变。
Our attitude will be different.
我们的态度就会有很大的改
变。Concerning our Lord, it will be a different kind of attitude.
如果对待主的态度，我们也会改变。
Secondly,
第二点
，Christ in you, the hope of glory, is a lifestyle we need to live by.
在基督在我的里面成为有荣耀的盼望，是我们应该遵行的生活的方式。
What is your lifestyle today?
你今天生活的方式是
什么？ Well, if I ask the older Chinese people, they say, "Oh, I live by the Chinese culture."
那我要问中国人，中国人通常就说我按照中国的传统来生活。
And the Americans say, "I will live according to the American culture."
那美国人就说我照着美国的传统来生活。
If I ask the young people, "I live according to the modern trend or fashion."
我要是问年轻人，年轻人就说我按照现代方式生活。
But today, as Christian,
但是今天我们作为基督徒
，we don't live by this kind of culture.
我们不是照着这个仪文。
We live according to a divine culture.
我们照着神圣的这个。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
This is the culture we live by.
这是我们所要生活方式。
That is so important that we know this is truth.
我们知道这个真理。
The Christ in us makes us different from other people.
基督在我们的里面，让我们与众人不同。
And it is so crucial, so important. We know this truth and practice this truth.
我们知道这如此的至关重要，我们就应该来操练。
For there is 4 reasons. I hope you write it down.
我因为有四个原因，我
Christ in us the hope of glory because
写下来。
He needs to be in us. He needs to live in us because we are inadequate to live by ourselves.
基督在我们的里面成为我们荣耀的盼望，他之所以要在我们的里面，第一点是因为我们是如此的不足。
Because we want to live according to live a life according to God's will.
因为我们真心想要照着神的意愿来生活。
But every time we try to do, we feel that we are inadequate.
但是每次我们有这个决心，但是我们却做不到。
Look at Peter. Peter is the best example.
看着彼得，彼得是最好的例子。
When the Lord said he will die on the cross for them.
当主对他说他会为众人而死，在十字架上而死的时候。
What did Peter said? I will die for you.
Peter 说什么？彼得说什么？彼得说我会为你而死。
The Lord said you will deny me three times.
主对他说你在鸡叫之前你会三次来否认我的名。
Peter said I will not deny you. I will even die for you.
彼得说我永远不会否认你，我甚至愿意为你而死。
Do you think Peter is just bluffing?
那你觉得他只是在这夸口吗？
Peter is a person who really speaks the truth even without thinking.
彼得他真的是愿意说实话，而且他说的连想都没想就说出来。
And one of the proof is that when they are in the Garden of Gethsemane,
有一个例子是他们在科西马尼园的时候。
When Judas bring in all the soldiers,
当犹大带了这么多的士兵来。
What did Peter do?
彼得做什么呢？
He immediately take that sword and cut off the servant's ear.
他拿起一把刀就把那个仆人的耳朵给切。
He's really a person that's so brave.
他是一个非常勇敢的人。
In his heart, I don't want to deny the Lord. I would want to be martyred for him.
在他的心里，他真的不愿否认名。
But the thing is, when the Lord went to the court of the high priest,
但是当主到了大祭司的院子中的时候，
then three times he denied the Lord before a handmaid.
但是在一个仆人面前，他三次来来否认主。
And the third time he denied the Lord with an oath.
第三次他否认主的名，他甚至发誓。
When the pressure comes in,
当这个压力来的时候，
this human will of ours just break down.
这个人的意愿就全都崩溃瓦解了。
We cannot make it.
我们没有办法做到。
God's demand is so high, and we are so low, we just cannot accomplish God's fulfill His purpose.
神的要求是如此的高，我们是这如此的败坏，我们是没有办法完成神对我们的心愿。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Christ lives in us.
基督在我们的里面。
That's why in the day of Pentecost.
所以在五旬节的时候。
When the Holy Spirit was poured upon all the disciples.
当圣灵浇灌下来，浇灌在会众当中的时候。
Peter is the first one who testified.
彼得是第一个来见证。
He testified not before a handmaid, but before the audience.
他是在会众面前来见证。
He said, "This Jesus whom you crucified."
他说这位钉十字架的基督。
God has made him Lord and Christ.
神已经立他为主为基督
了。What is the difference between that Paul before the Lord was crucified and after the Lord resurrected?
在这个主钉十字架之前的彼得和当主升天之后的彼得有什么区别呢？
Because that day Christ lives in Peter.
因为那一天。基督就住在了他的心里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Today we can accomplish God's eternal demand.
今天我们可以成就神永久的要求。
Not by self-effort.
不是急着我们自己的努力。
But because He is in us.
而是因为他住在我们里面。
He's able to do, we are able to do what He wants us to do because Christ lives in us.
我们之所以能够做到他所要求我们所做的，是因为基督在我们的里面。
Secondly,
第二点，
Christ in us the hope of glory because God wants to glorify Himself through us.
基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望，是因为神要急着我们来荣耀他自己的名。
A lot of times when we talk about, we will be glorified with him.
所以换句话说，我们会与他同得荣耀。
Every time the concept feels like that day when he comes back, we will be glorified with him.
有许多的时候，我们想到等他来那一日，我们会与他同荣。
It's true, but it's only half the truth.
是真的，但是只是一半的真的。
What do you mean by glory?
你是什么意思？荣耀。
Every time we talk about glory, it is God expressed.
那荣耀是神的一个彰显。
When God is seen in you, then that is glory.
如果神在你的身上被彰显出来，那就是荣耀。
When God's character,
当神的性格，
God's attributes,
神的性各样的性格，
God's power,
神的能力，
is expressed, exhibited in each and every one of us in our daily living, then that is glory.
从我们每个人每日的生活当中被彰显表现出来，那就是神的荣耀。
When people say you are different today.
那是当人们说你今天是如此不同。
It's because Christ is in you.
因为基督在你的里面。
You know, in Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
在使徒行传第二章十二。
第四章十二节。
第四章十二节。
We know that Peter made a miracle.
你知道
a miracle.
彼得来实行了一个神迹。
He caused a lame man to walk again.
他叫一个瘸子能够重新行走。
Even though at that time he met some resistance.
是那个时候他遇到了许多的阻力。
But in general, the whole audience glorified God. The Bible tells us they glorified God because of that miracle.
但是总的来说。当时周围的人因为这个事情，所以他们来荣耀神，因着这个神迹。
When in through that miracle, they didn't see Peter.
在这个里面，他们没有看到彼得。
They see God expressed.
他们看到神被彰显出来。
Today, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，We have this treasure in earthen vessels.
我们有这个宝贝在瓦器当中。
That the excellency will not be of not of us, but of God.
好叫这个
excellency of the power.May not be of us, but be of God.
神的能力，好叫神的能力能够被彰显出来。
Today Christ is in us.
今天基督在我们的里面。
He is that treasure.
他就是这个宝贝。
For what? For all to see.
让世人能够看见。
Today we serve.
今天我们服侍。
Not for people to see.
不是让人看见。
It's for God to see.
是让神能够看见。
For people to see God's glory.
让人们能够看见神的荣耀。
That's the difference between a service in public and service for the Lord.
所以这个就有一个不同，就是在公众当中服侍还是服侍神。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to serve the brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，如果你有心愿来服侍弟兄姊妹
，hoping people to take notice of you, then you are in a wrong track.
如果你只是希望人们来注意你的话，那你就走错道路了。
People felt like, oh, I don't want to serve. People didn't pay attention. They don't appreciate what I'm doing.
那有的人就说我不愿意去服侍，因为他们甚至都不会感恩，也不注意。
Brothers, if that is what you thought, you are in the wrong track.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你是这样想的话，那你就错了。
We need to continue serving because it's for God to see.
我们要继续服侍，是因为我们要神能够
看见。For people to see God's glory expressed through us.
好叫世人能够看见神的荣耀被彰显出来。
Because one day we will gain that glory.
因为有一天我们还会。受到那个荣耀。
Because if we gain the glory now, there won't be any glory in the future.
如果我们现在就得到这个荣耀的话，在将来我们就没办法得到荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, it's because Christ is in us.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是因为基督在我们的里面。
Christ is, we are not pumping out something that is not in us.
我们不是使劲的像泵水一样泵一些我们里面没有的东西。
We are not trying to be a kind of a person which we will never be.
我们不是要成为一个我们永远达不到的那个人。
We will just let what this Christ in us flow out through us.
我们只是让在我们的里面的基督自由地从我们的里面流淌出来。
Well, based on who we are, there is no glory.
就是看到我们自己是丝毫没有荣耀的。
There is no, we are full of flesh.
因为我们都是充满了肉体。
But praise God.
但是感谢主。
Christ is in us.
基督在我们的里面。
He is willing to flow out through us.
他愿意从我们的里面被流露出来。
That's why in toward the Samaritan woman, this is what the Lord said.
所以对着撒玛利亚的妇人主这样说。
It's drink of this water that I will give you. You shall never thirst again.
如果你喝这个水，你永远不会渴。
But when you drink this water, you will not thirst again, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
如果你喝了这个水，你永远不会渴，而且从你的腹中会流出永远的活水的江河。
In other words, Christ not only lives in you.
换句话说，基督不光是住在你的里面。
Christ also wants to flow out from you.
基督愿意从你的里面被流入彰显出来。
The question is, are you willing?
我的问题就是你愿意吗
？Are you willing to let this Christ flow out from you?
你愿意让这位在你里面的基督被彰显出来
？Thank God.
感谢主。
Christ in us, the hope of glory, because Christ wants to be glorified through us and in us.
基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望，他要急着我们让他自己得到荣耀，让这个荣耀被彰显。
Third point.
第三点。
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
Is that we can work the work of the ministry.
好叫我们能够做这个事工。
You know, after we got saved,
当我们得救之后
，a lot of people felt like, well, that's it.
有许多人就觉得，好的，就这样吧。
See you, Lord, in glory.
我回头跟你在荣耀里面相见。
But let me read you again, Colossians chapter 1, verse 28.
让我为你读哥罗西书第一章。
第二十八节。
第二十八节。
That whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we might present every man perfect in Christ.
哥罗西书第一章二十八节，我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人， 教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Firstly, after we got saved,
当我们得救之后
，God gave us a commandment.
神给我们一个命令
，that we do what we need to preach the gospel.
让我们去普天下传扬福音。
Make everybody are His disciples.
让每个人成为他的使徒。
Today we know we this is our you know our job.
今天这就是我们的职分。
We need to preach the gospel to all people.
我们要在普天下传讲福音。
In season and out of season.
不管得时不得时。
And not only that.
不仅如此。
Especially in the family.
特别是在家中。
We need to teach men. You know, how do you teach every man and you know, warn every man?
你怎么才能教导每个人，并且来教导个人，并且来教训个人，劝诫个人呢
？Practically speaking, it starts at the house.
那实际上，事实上是从自己的家做起。
A lot of times, as parents,
有许多的时候，作为父母
，we felt that my responsibility is to what to cause our children to be educated, and one day they will be successful in their career.
那我们还以为我们自己的职分就是来教导我们的孩子受到很好的教育，有一天能够在他的职场上成功。
Who has this you know concept? Please raise your hand.
谁有这样的想法，请举手。
Okay.Most of us have this concept.
绝大多数人其实都是这样想的。
And we feel like this is my responsibility.
我们觉得这是我们的责任。
But God's words say the otherwise.
但是神却有另外的想法。
He's teaching every man, warning every man that they might present themselves, what? Present them perfect in Christ Jesus.
他说要劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Let me have a word to the parents.
让我来忠告做父母的。
Your primary duty.
你主要的职分
When a child is born,
当孩子出生的时候
Your primary duty is to bring him to Christ.
你最大的职分就是把他引向基督
What? You need to introduce Christ to them.
你一定让他知道基督
That they might be saved.
好叫他们能够蒙恩得救
And after they are saved,
当他们得救之后
Don't leave the responsibility to the Sunday school teachers.
千万不要把许多的责任推给主日学的老师
Teaching every man, warning every man.
他说要劝诫个人，教导个人。
You need to teach your children.
你需要来教导你的孩子。
How to live according to God's will.
怎么样照着神的心意来生活
？You want to live according to God's will, but how about your children?
你也想要照着神的心意生活，那你的孩子呢
？A lot of parents say, "Well, let him decide."
那有许多的家长就说，让他们自己孩子自己决定吧。
A lot of times concerning their career, we decide.
那有许多的时候，关于他们的做什么样的工作，是我们来做决定。
We felt that he need to be a doctor.
我们告诉他，你要成为一个医生。
He need to be an engineer.
你要成为一个工程师。
But concerning a Christian, well, let them decide.
那要不要成为基督徒，是他们自己来做决定。
To such an extent, I heard even Christians felt like they let them learn from their mistake.
我甚至听到许多基督徒来说，从他们自己的失败中学他们的教训。
If this is the concept of the world, this is not our concept.
如果这个是世界的教训的话，那不是我们所要持的概念。
Christian education starts at home.
基督徒的所有的教育都是从家里开始。
This is the work we need to do.
这是我们所需要的做的职分。
A lot of times we try to serve other brothers and sisters.
有许多的时候，我们忙于去服侍其他的弟兄姊
妹。Yet we forget our children.
却把自己的孩子给忘了。
Don't get me wrong, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，不要误解我。
Don't say, "Oh, I won't serve the other brothers and sisters anymore. I want to serve my children." No, no, no.
千万不要以为我只是说只顾自己的家人，不管其他的弟兄姊妹。
But we should know what is our priority.
但是我们要知道我们的先要顾什么。
Whether you are a teacher, whether you are a parent.
不管你是老师也好，还是家长也好。
It starts to those person who is closest to you.
开始从与你最接近的那个人。
Lastly,
最后一点。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面是我们荣耀的盼望。
Make us this thing. Separate us from other group of people.
把我们分别出来，与世人分别出来。
Why are you so special?
你为什么如此的特别
？It is not because of your ability.
不是因为你的能力。
It is not because of what you can do.
不是因为你能做什么
，Because Christ is in us.
因为基督在我们。
Because outwardly we are just the same.
因为从外面看我们都是一样的。
But when God sees you,
但是当神来看你的时候
，It's a big difference.
却有巨大的差别。
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
基督在你的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
We are accepted by the Father is because Christ is in you.
天父为什么来接受我们？是因为基督在你的里面。
One time, Charles Stanley said this.
有一次 ，Charles Stanley 弟兄说
，He said, "I in Christ prepares me for heaven."
说我住在基督里，好叫我能够去添加。
Christ in me prepares me to live a life according to the will of God.
基督在我们的里面，好叫我能够过一个让神喜悦的生活。
Let me say it again.
让我再重新说一遍。
I in Christ prepares me for heaven.
我在基督里，让我可以去添加。
A Christ in me prepares me to live a life according to the will of God.
基督在我的里面，好叫我能够按照神的心意来生活。
Christ in us makes us distinct, makes us special before God.
基督在我们的里面，让我们与众不同，让我们特殊。
Now, give me some more time.
你再给我一点时间。
Christ in us, there are four implications.
基督在我们的里面有四点。
What does it imply?
是他要指的是什么呢
？Christ in us the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
Speak of one important fact.
讲到一个非常重要的点。
That he is the man of the house.
是他是一家之主。
You know, Christ in us.
基督在我的里面。
When we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts.
当基督在我的心里的时候。
He is not just a visitor.
他不是只是一个探访的人。
He is not only a permanent resident.
他不是一个永久居住的人。
He is the master of the house, the man of the house, who will what make the decisions for you.
他是这一家的主人，他为这一家做决定。
You know, this is the implication.
这个就是他所要指的。
That's why we are different from Christians, other people.
因此，我们基督徒与其他人不一样。
People decide because it is convenient for them.
人们决定是因为对他们来说很方便。
People decide this because it makes sense for them.
为人们做的决定是因为对他们来说合情合理。
Today we decide because Christ is in us, He's making the decision for us.
今天我们做决定是因为基督在我们的里面，基督在我们的里面做决定。
You know, worldly people, when they make decisions, they say, this is what makes sense.
世人做决定的时候，他觉得这样合理。
This is how the world thinks.
这个就是世人所想的。
But today, how does God think about it?
但是今天神怎么想？
You know, one day there is a young high schooler who's graduating to college.
有一个高中生，他要毕业去进入大学。
I said, did you already plan to what college you're going?
我就问他，你有没有计划要去考哪去上哪个大学
？And she said, oh, I like this, I like that. You know, I want to be outside of Houston.
他说我喜欢这个喜欢那个我要离开休斯顿。
But what about, then I asked him, what about what God said?
我就问他那神对你说什么呢
?He said, yeah, I prayed also about that.
他说我也为这个祷告了。
He said, Lord, I will apply to all these four schools.
他说他的祷告是主啊我会申请这所有的四个学校。
And one school will be in Houston.
这有一个学校是要在休斯顿。
Whatever the school that accept me, that is the school that you will want me to go.
那个愿意招收我的学校就是你要让我去的学校。
After a few weeks, then the result came back.
几周之后这个结果就出来了。
All the schools that she wanted to go didn't approve.
其他她申请的学校都拒了她。
That school that wants her is in Houston.
那个要她的学校就在休斯顿。
This is how we practice.
这就是我们所所操练的。
Not because I want to,
不是我想要
but that he want to,
而是神要。
And because he want to,
因为神要
we need to have fellowship with him.
所以我们就要与他有交通。
You know, we keep on saying, I want to walk the will of God, but we never have fellowship with him.
如果我们只是嘴上说我们要与神有交通来知道他的心意那我们真的没有。
We only have fellowship with him when we are in trouble.Right?
但只是当我们有困难的时候 我们来跟神来祷告。
We only want him to be the problem fixer.
我们只是希望他能够解决我们的问题。
But the Bible tells us in John chapter 15.
在是约翰福音十五章里面，圣经告诉我们。
John chapter 15 is a chapter that speaks about our relationship with God.
这个约翰福音十五章让我们想想我们与神之间的关系。
He said, "I'm the vine; you are the branches."
他说我是葡萄树，你是枝子。
He said, "Abide in me."
他说住在我的里面。
For a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except they abide in the vine, so are you except you abide in me.
所以枝子只能连接于葡萄树才能结果，所以你必须连在我里面。
So how do you know God's will?
你怎么知道神的
旨意呢？When we abide in Him,
当我们在他的里面。
How do we bear fruit?
我们怎么才能结果呢
？When we abide in Him,
只有我们住在基督里。
So Christ in us, the hope of glory, speak that Christ is in us, and we need to have continuous fellowship with Him.
基督在我们的里面成为我们有荣耀的盼望。我们只有在有不间断的与神与
交通。He is not just a visitor; He is the man of the house.
他不只是一个探访者，他是这一家之主。
Secondly, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
第二点，基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
Speak that one day we will be glorified with Him.
讲到有一天我们会与他同得荣耀。
You know, I will say we will. The Lord never promised us there will be no trouble in this earth while we live.
神从来我们应从来没有应许我们天色长蓝。
We will all pass through all this so-called darkness and sorrow.
我们都会经过各样的黑暗和艰辛。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
He promised us.
他应许我们
If we suffer with him, we will also be glorified with him.
如果我们与他同受苦难，我们与他同得荣耀。
That's why Paul said.
所以保罗说
Momentary lightness of affliction worketh for us eternal weight of glory.
这至暂至轻的苦楚，为了让我们能够得到那其中无比极大的荣耀。
We don't say there is no hardship. There will be hardship.
我从来没有说不会有艰辛。
But when we continue in this hardship for God's sake.
如果我们为着主的原因来更能够面对这些艰辛
One day, there will be glory.
有一天我们会得到荣耀
I believe each and everyone will say amen to that, right?
我相信每个人都同意我
们说的 We want to be glorified with him, Christ in us the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望
Thirdly, it implies that if he is in us, we have a personal relationship, intimate relationship with him.
就是讲到他在我们的里面让我们与他有亲密的关系
In other words, God has done so much.
换句话说，神已经为我们成就
了这么多。He became a man,
他成为人的样式。
In order to have fellowship with us,
好叫我们能够与他有交通。
So today we need to have intimate fellowship with him.
所以我们今天应该与他有亲密的交通。
That is what we call a normal Christian.
这才是正常的基督徒生活。
Number four,
第四点
，Christ in us the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
Assure us.
能够确保我们
that he is able to make us through
告诉我们他一定有能力来帮助我们经历一切
he is sufficient enough to cause us to go through every circumstance in life
他的恩典够我们使用让我们能够经历一切的艰辛
Paul said
保罗说
not that I am sufficient of ourselves
不是我自己能够有能力
but our sufficiency is of God
我们的供给是从神而来
if we look through Paul's life
如果你看着保罗的一生
He went through all kinds of situations.
他经过如此多的艰辛
He has been shipwrecked one day and one night.
他甚至一天一夜的他的船就泡锚了
He has been stoned with stones and left for dead.
他被石头打的都快要死了
In danger with his own countrymen.
他的国民想要来杀害他
If it is for us, they will have given up.
如果是我们的话，我们是不是就放弃了
？But thank God he never gave up.
但是感谢主，他从来没有放弃。
To him, all this suffering is only a momentary lightness of affliction.
对他来说，这所有至暂至轻的苦楚，
Because it worked for him an eternal weight of glory.
因为有一天，他知道有一天，他也要与神同得荣耀。
To him, this kind of situation is just like running a race.
对他来说，这样的情况只是一个暂时的。
And there is a what? There is a prize awaiting for him.
就像他在跑步奔跑去得前面的奖赏。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are also this like Brother Paul.
今天我们就像保罗弟兄一
样。We are continue to run this race.
我们在继续奔跑我们前面的道路。
And in the midst of the road, there will be some blocks. There is some difficulty.
在我们奔跑的道路上会有许多的阻拦，还有艰辛。
But Philippians 4:19 says.
但是腓立比说。
I can do all things through him which strengthens me.
说我藉着耶稣，我可以做一切的事情。
藉
着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能。
How about let's memorize it together, the English first.
让我们一起来背会这句话。
I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Amen. How about the Chinese version?
请大会众用中文一起背。借着那加添给我力量的，我凡事都能。
Okay, lastly,
最后一点
，Christ in us the hope of glory.
基督在我们的里面成为我们有荣耀的盼望。
Implies that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
是说我们是圣灵的殿。
If we are the temple of the Holy Spirit,
如果我们是圣灵的殿
，we got to be careful of how we live.
我们要特别小心我们是怎么样
过生活。You know, this Friday we are having sharing with the high schoolers in HCA.
过去的礼拜，我们与在西南区与高中生
We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们在哥林多前书第六章。
He said, God has washed us, sanctified us, and justified us.
神已经洗净我们，使我们圣洁。
分别我们。
分别我们，使我们圣洁。
Washed by what?
他是怎么样洗我们的呢？
Washed by the blood of the Lamb.
是藉着羔羊的血。
Sanctified us.
怎么样使我们成圣呢？
Which means separate us as a special group of people.
是让我们分别为圣，成为独居的民。
Justified us.
他怎么样使我们称义呢？
That we might be righteous before Him.
好叫我们在他眼里面成为义。
For one purpose.
只有为一个。
Because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是神的殿。
And because we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们是神的殿。
We need to deal with our sins.
我们必须要来对付我们
自己的罪。That's why First Corinthians chapter 6 speak of we need to run away from this, you know, this kind of sexually sin, sexual sins.
所以在哥林多前书第六章说，我们应该逃避一切的私欲和邪淫。
All the lust.
所有的眼目的情欲。
Even though the world welcomes this kind of thing.
虽然世界上是非常。欢迎这样的。
But we run away from this thing.
但是我们需要脱离。
That's why the Bible tells us flee youthful lust.
所以他说要逃避你少年人一切的私欲。
Not only because so people can can praise us.
不是因为人，我们可以得到人的奖赏。
Because there is something in us.
因为在我们的里面有一位。
He is holy.
因为他是圣洁的。
He is righteous.
他是公义的。
We need to respect by living a life according to His will.
我们要从敬畏的心来照他的旨意生活。
A lot of times the young people felt I don't want to be different.
那有些年轻人就说我不想跟别人不一样。
Or I go with the trend, I go with the fashion.
别人怎么样我也怎么样，他们干什么我也干什么。
So they won't feel that I'm different, brother and sister. You are different.
所以我就不想要与众不同，但是弟兄姊妹们，你已经被分别为圣了。
When Christ lives in you, you are different, and just you got accept that fact.
基督在你的里面已经把你分别为圣，你必须来接受这个事实。
And because that is a fact that He is in you, He is holy. Therefore, we need to live holy. Be holy, for I am holy.
因为基督在你的里面，他基督是圣洁的，因此你要成圣过圣洁的生活。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神恩待我们。
Causing us to see how important it is for this simple phrase, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
让神开我们的眼睛，让我们知道这个。非常简单的事实，基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
Now come to the last point.
最后一点。
How do we apply it?
我们怎么样才能实行呢？
There should be a commitment.
你必须来有个这个承诺。
We are a commitment to the Word of God.
我们要向神的话语有承诺。
We believe each and every word of God that is spoken here is true, and we believe it.
我们相信圣经上的每一个字句都是真的，是真理。
Don't be choosy.
你在读圣经的时候不要有选择性。
A lot of times we felt like this doesn't work well with me, so I don't take this. If this works with me, then I take it.
有些的时候我们读圣经，我们觉得这个好像对我们适合，我们就选择性的接受；有一些不适合，就不去接受。
We need to take the Word of God as a whole.
我们要按照这个圣经，按照一个全体来接收。
This is a commitment.
这是我们所要承诺的。
The second commitment.
第二个要承诺的。
We need to walk according to what God said.
我们要。按照神的话语来过生活。
Then the third one.
第三点。
We need to confess.
我们必须要认罪悔改。
No, we need to confess what God said.
我们必须要来宣讲主所要讲的。
You know, if we are saved, we confess, right?
当我们说我们来坦白。
得救的时候。
当我们得救的时候，我们来认罪。
How do we got saved? 我们怎么得救？How do we got saved?
好，我们是怎么样得到得救的
？The Bible tells we our heart believe it.
我圣经上说，我们心里相信，
and the mouth confess.
我们的口里承认，
but it doesn't end here.
没有到这截止。
Every single truth in the Bible,
圣经中每一个真理，
is also the same thing.
都是一样的。
Our heart believe.
我们心里相信，
and we confess.
我们嘴里承认。
Put Satan aside.
这样，撒旦就逃避到一边。
Tell Satan, you have no words with me anymore.
告诉撒旦，你对我与你无关。
I believe what God said.
我相信主的话语。
And there is no compromise.
是毫无妥协。
And I tell you, if you do that,
那我告诉你，如果你做到这一点，
then the reality of Christ in you, the hope of glory, will become something living in you.
那基督在你的里面成为有荣耀的盼望，就成为一个实际。
And I hope, brothers and sisters, we just put it into practice.
弟兄姊妹们，我希望你们能够。真的来操练这件事儿。
That we can be a testimony of God here on earth today.
好，叫我们在地为人能够成为世人的见证，能够见证神。让我们有些祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣，早间我们感谢你对我们讲话。
Oh, how we rejoice! So glad that we are in you are in us the hope of glory.
我们是如此的欢欣，基督在我们的里面成为有荣耀的盼望。
Oh Lord, not only this will be our slogan.
这不仅是成为我们嘴上所说的
Nor it will be our mode of living.
而是我们生活的态度
That you might be glorified.
好叫你得荣耀
Lord, continue to speak in our hearts.
主求你继续在我们心里讲话
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名
Amen.